You're listening to SBS News.
Renata Tavares Silva is an unemployed student living in Sydney, but unlike her Australian counterparts who can rely on a government safety net, the international student from Brazil is on her own.
It's simply terrified. Each way you look, you feel like I don't have where to go.
The 27-year-old has lived in Australia for 2 years and has almost completed her master's degree in digital management at Kaplan Business School. Renata had been working at a hotel in Sydney, but when COVID-19 hit and occupancy rates dropped, she was shown the door.
This year, when I'm about to finish school, I simply lose my job. How will I survive?
Renata hasn't been able to find a new job since and is now dependent on her partner's income. As she discovered, the desperation to regain employment exposes the millions of people on temporary visas to a greater risk of exploitation. She says she was asked to do a trial at a cafe in Sydney, only to be told she was expected to work for 5 hours for free.
She said, "Hey, if you pass the trial, I can pay you $17 hourly." And it just made me realize that I had to leave that place.
The minimum wage in Australia is $19.84 per hour. Renata has since reported the business to the Fair Work Ombudsman, but wage theft is only part of the problem. A nationwide survey of more than 5,000 temporary visa holders, 67% of them on a student visa, paints a devastating picture of the impact of the pandemic. Conducted by Unions New South Wales between March and May, it found 65% had lost their job and 39% didn't have enough money to cover basic living expenses. 34% were already homeless or close to being evicted because they couldn't pay rent, and 23% were sharing a bedroom to reduce costs. 43% were also forced to skip meals on a regular basis. Secretary of Unions New South Wales, Mark Morey, says vulnerable temporary migrants shouldn't be abandoned or ignored.
Without support, we are driving them not only into poverty, but into exploitation. And what we're now saying is, you've been encouraged to come here, you've paid your taxes, you can't go home, and so we're just going to abandon you. That's not what a country like Australia does. That's not our values.
Results from another national survey conducted by University of Technology Sydney and University of New South Wales show financial hardship among the group is likely to only worsen over the coming months. The findings have prompted a fresh push for the federal government to extend its JobKeeper and JobSeeker schemes to temporary migrants. Associate Professor Laurie Berg from UTS shared some of the findings with SBS News.
Well over half of our 6,000 respondents said in July that they thought that their financial situation would get somewhat or much worse in the coming 6 months, and that was before the second lockdown in Victoria. Australia is a global outlier in its callous treatment of temporary visa holders in this country. Similar countries like the UK, Canada, New Zealand, Ireland have all extended a wage subsidy to temporary visa holders.
Professor Berg also says government support is vital not only for humanitarian reasons but also for economic purposes. Experts say the treatment of temporary visa holders is impacting Australia's reputation abroad.
59% of international students and working holiday makers told us that they were somewhat or far less likely to recommend Australia as a destination for study or a working holiday since their experiences in COVID. It's really incumbent upon the federal government to step up and provide support for those who are on a temporary visa holder who lost jobs in which they were paying tax and making a huge contribution to the Australian community.
Extending JobKeeper and JobSeeker support to all temporary visa holders would cost an extra $20 billion over a six-month period. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge issued this statement to SBS News. There has always been an expectation that temporary visa holders are able to support themselves while in Australia. We have enabled temporary visa holders to access their superannuation and have been flexible on visa arrangements. Our priority for welfare has to be on Australian citizens and permanent residents. Renata hopes to apply for a graduate visa and stay in Australia after she completes her degree.
I hope I don't have to leave because I love this country. I love being here. It's a dream that came true, and I really want to take advantage of these other 2 years of visa that I still have.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.